I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Earlier this week, the U.S. State Department put a spotlight on religious persecution with its first Ministerial to Advance Religious Freedom. Around 350 political, civil, and religious leaders listened to stories from Christians and others who've been targeted for their beliefs. David with Heart for Iran was at those meetings.
Yesterday, we heard an amazing story of a woman who escaped from North Korea four times and was kicked back into North Korea, tortured, persecuted for becoming a Christian.
Next, Donna Glass of India Partners says children trapped in the red light districts of India are forced to live in fear while their mothers work.
You'd be witness to beatings, and you might actually be subjected to those yourself. And you live in the fear that, especially for the young girls, that as they get older, that they might end up in this same enslavement that they witnessed their mother going through.
That's why India Partners, a ministry whose vision is an India rich with hope, justice, and compassion, provides safe houses with education, safety, and health care. Find out how you can be praying with a link through our website. And Keith, from Operation Mobilization, shares how the Go Grow Planters research is being applied in the Middle East and North Africa.
We built a system a couple of years ago, an integrated greenhouse with some cooling and some other integrated features that displays a small-scale rooftop farm in a large city in the region.
So the technology provides low-cost food security while preserving precious resources like water. And that is opening doors to talk about living water. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join our social media network, and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Find the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.